Welcome to the podcast version of Taproot TV, where weekly we share with you information for root cause analysis to analyze and fix the real root causes of problems at your company. Working together, we are all changing the way the world solves problems. So let's get straight to this week's episode.
One of the things I love about Taproot is it can be used in so many situations and in so many different industries and situations. And today I'm going to learn about something from Alex Paradise that I know nothing about, and that is root cause analysis in industrial situations. So Alex, give me a little background about what you do root cause analysis wise for those. There were three things you mentioned.
You know, I was taught of them as the three operational imperatives, which is safety, quality, and delivery. So obviously safety, if somebody gets hurt, we want to investigate. Quality, if we release bad quality to the customer, we want to investigate that and fix it so we can protect our brand. And delivery, we want to make sure we're getting product to the customers when they want it on time. So those are the three operational imperatives. And in any of those situations, we're going to miss those opportunities. We're going to have safety that has, you know, safety incidents that occur. We're going to send on bad quality, and we may miss our delivery dates, or we have problems with producing what we want.
Right.
So anytime we have those situations, you've got to investigate why. And one of the problems that you see in an organization is all three of those groups are generally not the same group.
Yeah.
Except for maybe in smaller ones, but they're not the same group and they don't investigate things the same way.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, so do they work together? Apparently not.
If they're from corporate, no, they don't. They're from corporate and they're here to help. But you know, those different groups in great organizations absolutely work together. And it's critical that they do, because you know, if you're going to put in place a new quality standard, if you're going to put in place new safety features, you've got to have operations there to support, back them up, and control that implementation.
Right.
So absolutely there's this connection between the supply chain group, the operations group, the quality group, and the safety group to make sure things are done the right way.
Okay.
So they absolutely need to work together. But again, what you find, a lot of times people have problems because they're not on the same page for either what their goals are or the process that they're using.
Do you find in those situations that each of those departments have their own biases?
They definitely have their own biases, and they definitely have their own agenda for what they want. And you see that most prevalent, I think, in the corrective actions that come out of the groups.
Okay.
And where they kind of butt heads on groups. Because you get quality people, they always are always pushing a new procedure. They're pushing a bigger procedure, a longer procedure.
Oh, okay.
Operations people are so frequently in the mindset of discipline. We're going to discipline this. We're going to redo this. And safety people, they do a lot of retraining.
Right.
They do a lot of, you know, they're going to stand in front of the group and talk about how important it is that we wear our safety harnesses, or we're going to, you know, and all those are important.
Right.
And we want to do those corrective actions. But if we're doing the same three corrective actions and they're the same ones we did last time and we're still having incidents.
Yeah. Well, and you know, when you were mentioned training, a lot of times, well, I mean, that's something that should be done at the beginning. Training, right? You're going to save time. But then when something happens, they're like, hey, you know, they want to get done fast.
Yeah. So if we're having to do the same three corrective actions, it probably means we're not actually solving problems. We're just going on what you said, our biases.
Yeah.
Our biases of what we think will fix problems and prevent them from reoccurring.
Well, one of the things, you know, we hear all the time is that people, when we're talking to clients, they, consistency is a word that comes up a lot. They want consistent investigations. And a lot of times then I'll bring up then the standardization across their company. And they'll a lot of times be like, well, you know, I haven't really thought about that. You know, I hadn't really thought about I can share this with other departments and stuff like that. But that standardization across the company can really improve the quality of everybody's, what everybody does in the company.
Yeah, so, you know, having those best practices, sharing those best practices, it's one of the biggest challenges, especially in larger organizations, is not only finding those best practices, but sharing them around the company is certainly. One of the other things I think with consistency is time. You got to take the time to do an investigation and do it right. And so often in operations, you hear the phrase, I don't have time to do that.
Yeah.
I think we put a lot of burden on either the supervisors or managers to or the team leaders, whoever it is, to get this thing running again. Mm-hmm. That's the first focus. We're going to get this thing running again, that the investigation, the collection of evidence, the information, organizing it, that's all second thought.
Time is money.
Time is money, and in operations, you know, if you were bleeding your money with this machine down, yeah. I don't care about the information first. I need to get it operational. That's pretty common.
Yeah.
You hear about firefighting organizations a lot.
Yeah.
And where they go from problem to problem, they're not solving, they're just getting things back running.
Well, and they're not really helping themselves either, because they're going to have to do it again. So if they didn't have time the first time, how are they going to have time the second and the third time?
I used to have a manager that it says you can do it right or you can do it again. That's what he'd tell me. He'd tell me you can do it right or you can do it again. So he always would tell me to take the time that was necessary and go through it. But, you know, you don't find that sometimes can be rare.
Sounds like a good manager.
He was.
Yeah, sounds like a very good manager. That's correct. I mean, you know, and we hear it all the time. It's like, you know, I'll talk to a manufacturing company or something, and when there's downtime, I mean, the amount of money when those machines go down, it's incredible. And I get they want to get them up and moving fast, but if it's not going to solve the problem or even cause a worse problem, it's not worth it.
Yes.
You've got to do it right.
So that's where understanding how your organization aligns resources is mm-hmm. so critical. A lot of what we struggled with doing investigations was saying, okay, who's really responsible for the evidence collection? Mm-hmm. Who's responsible for the root cause analysis? And who has the time for it? And realigning the different groups, the quality groups, the safety groups, the operations groups, to understand what their priorities were mm-hmm. and how you could organize those. That's something really critical and missing in a lot of organizations.
Yeah.
Just because you're the supervisor doesn't mean you need to be the guy that comes up with and does all the investigation. But so often that's the case that our resources that are already stretched thin are also now asked to do do this thing on the investigation side. So what you get for a result is, well, I wrote down what I knew and really quickly and turned it in.
Right.
And you don't solve many problems that way.
And went back to work.
And I did those three corrective actions. You know, and I found that I had, as a manager, I had to stop people from saying certain corrective actions because they were repeating the same thing and it wasn't solving anything.
Right.
And that's what you have to kind of look at, is how do you break that cycle of, well, I got it done and I turned it in and I'm on to the next problem. And how do you break that cycle away and get into, how do I improve my organization?
Yeah. And then by doing standardization across the company with the same type of system, you're going to get, your quality is going to be higher, that consistency is going to be great. Everybody's going to be speaking the same language, which is very nice. You probably will have less battles. And Taproot is a perfect guided system that can be used in any of those areas.
Yeah, and it's perfect because of that guided, you're going to ask mm-hmm. the same questions. Everybody's on the same page for what information they need to collect. Everybody's on the same page for what's the process that we follow, which means those groups can really work together.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Because the supervisors know, oh, I need to collect information on the schedule, the training, the fatigue. I need to collect information on this so that when the safety guy comes to me, I can provide that information easily. And this is what I call out, you know, you're starting asking the right questions. And it helps. I know supervisors that didn't know what questions to ask, and I didn't have a tool at the time to teach them what to ask.
Yeah.
And it was like, I would coach, but you coached every single scenario you had, not, oh, here's when you have these, here are the human performance expert best questions to ask.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the great tools of Taproot.
Perfect.
Is suddenly, now you're not dependent on supervisors being the most experienced mm-hmm. one, but supervisors knowing what questions to ask.
Yeah, I got off a call today with a group, and they're starting a new team in their investigation processes. And she's like, well, I want to start them off easy, so I'm going to start with 5 whys. And I was like, wouldn't it be easier if we started them with some questions? We gave them the questions to ask. And if they can answer yes or no, they can get to a good, solid answer.
Yeah, I often think in operations, you know, if 5 whys was so easy, why do I spend all my time coaching it?
Yeah.
Because that's what it felt like, is I would, you know, they'd come to me with the 5 whys, and either they didn't go deep enough, or they started answering questions wrong.
Yeah.
And so you spend all your time coaching instead of thinking of corrective actions.
Yeah.
Because you're so focused on breaking down those whys and putting them in the categories and doing all that stuff yourself, your process doesn't do that for you.
And then you end up with 50 whys.
You got 50 whys now because your manager was so good, he had all the answers. And now you got 50 whys.
Well, I did learn a lot about industrial operations today. Actually, I really did. I mean, you kind of put the whole picture together for me, so I really appreciate that. And once again, it figures out that Taproot is a great tool for companies to use basically in any area of their company. So for this, safety, quality, and production.
Delivery.
That's, you can use this. Everybody can speak the same language, work together as a team, and, you know, even at different locations. It's great. Everybody will be on the same page, and that saves time, saves money, and a lot of times saves lives.
Yep.
And that's what we're here for. If you want to find out more information about how you can put Taproot into your company, Alex is one of our awesome instructors here, and he helps work with people across the world to put Taproot together, just like I do. We're happy to talk to you at any time. You can contact us at info@taproot.com. Go to our website, taproot.com. You can sign up for our newsletter to receive that. Oh my gosh, it's so much great information on that you get once a week. And everything you need to know each week is right there. It's simple and easy. We try to make it convenient for everybody. Thank you, Alex. Thank you for enlightening me on this. And if you all like this, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, hit the notification bell to hear about more videos that we're going to have. We're here every single week. And thank you for joining us, and we'll see you back here next time.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. To view the video version of this episode, visit our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Please visit us on our website at taproot.com for up-to-date information and blog articles designed to help you excel in your performance improvement program. And please sign up for our newsletter so you'll get the notifications of when new information is released, where we're teaching around the world and all things Taproot. We will see you next time on our podcast version of Taproot TV.